Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A self-described friend of the Tsarnaev brothers is being held without bail on charges of destroying evidence and lying to federal agents investigating the Boston Marathon bombings. Hairuluzan Matinov has pleaded not guilty. WBUR's David Boeri reports that in court yesterday, Matinov did not fight his continued detention.
Before the hearing even began, Matinov's attorney was conceding.
I haven't been able to find a place for him to stay. It would be pointless. If the judge were to release him today, there's no place for him to go.
And no one about to embrace him either, said attorney Edward Hayden. It appears that after the FBI talked to the boss of the cab company he worked for, Matinov won't be getting his job back until after he's cleared of the charges. And Matinov cannot continue to stay in his apartment because his roommate is a government witness against him, which means that Matinov is likely to be arriving in court as he did, in an orange detainee's jumpsuit and shackles. He poses a serious risk of flight, federal prosecutor Scott Garland told the judge. He isn't a U.S. citizen. He has no family, no evidence of people supporting him, no property. Even his taxicab is leased. Calling an FBI agent to testify against Matinov, the prosecutor established that the defendant sent over $70,000 overseas since 2010, sometimes using aliases. The great majority of that money went to Matinov's family, the agent acknowledged. Yet he did suggest, without being asked to provide any details, that Matinov's use of aliases may have involved the older Tsarnaev brother. But Matinov's attorney says there are other explanations.
He was uncomfortable sending the money all in his own name, for whatever tax purposes or whatever. It had nothing to do with terrorism.
On cross-examination of the FBI agent, Hayden tried to establish that Matinov went to police to report the Tsarnaevs 4 days after the bombings, and that he never hid the fact they were friends. The agent acknowledged that Matinov told police that Tamerlan Tsarnaev had driven him to get his driver's license, for instance, and that he had Skyped with the older Tsarnaev when Tsarnaev traveled to Russia in 2012. Here's the defense attorney again.
He didn't intentionally mislead. I mean, some of the things he said can be interpreted different ways, but the main point is that he gave them accurate information about the Tsarnaev brothers, their names, their phone numbers, where they lived.
After the FBI agent told the prosecutor that Matinov had discussed the bombings with the Tsarnaev brothers hours later at a local restaurant, attorney Hayden asked, "You'd agree that everyone in Massachusetts was discussing the bombing that night, yes?"
He consented to searches of his car, his house, the computer, the cell phone.
This, too, is not in dispute. The FBI interviewed Matinov 6 times over the course of the last year, conducted open surveillance on him, and asked him to obey the traffic laws while they followed him, according to the FBI agent on the stand. According to that agent, the FBI even requested that Matinov not attend last year's 4th of July celebration or this year's marathon. And Matinov complied. So why did the government wait until now to arrest him? And why is it seeking to hold him without bail? The prosecution isn't saying. We went to the defense.
Why they arrested him now? That's a question I should have asked.
He will have another chance to ask because, as the judge noted, the detention is voluntary. And the 23-year-old, who looked grim and shook his head at the charges, can make an argument for bail in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.